I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States eases travel restrictions to India and Pakistan, even as the region prepares for a third wave of coronavirus infections. John Podaty, President and CEO of Bibles for the World.
From within the Indian government, there has been a statement that we need to prepare for a third wave, which may come as early as late August. You know, it's just continuous. Here, we're just getting over the second wave and say in the Northeast region. Now the third wave is going to hit mainland India.
A report published last week cast doubt on the death toll released by Indian officials. India has reported more than 418,000 COVID deaths so far, with over half occurring since April 16th. Bibles for the World operates seminaries and a small Christian hospital in Northeast India. Please pray believers will find ways to reach out in love and share the message of salvation through Jesus Christ with the people of India. And changes to a sign language Bible translation will allow more deaf people in the Middle East to know God. For security purposes, we won't name the country hosting this work. However,
it's one of the largest sign languages in the world, and it also has the potential to be a significant gateway into the Middle East.
Dan from Dora International explains.
Technically, this is not a new project. This project has been underway for about 10 years now. And given the community and given the needs of the people there, they decided that CBT would be their next goal.
CBT stands for Chronological Bible Translation, a Dora specialty. Training deaf Bible translators and this method makes scripture available faster. Please pray for deaf believers as they begin work on this translation. The deaf are one of the world's largest unreached people groups. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.